Alaska wildlife troopers in Sitka are investigating one case of wanton waste and one case of failure to salvage all edible meat from several deer found near town recently. The first, last Wednesday, involved an animal found in the driveway entrance to the Sitka High School. Tim Hall is a wildlife trooper based in Sitka.
Deer was left on the sign overnight, completely unsalvaged and not gutted, not field dressed. There was no meat taken from it, apparently left as a prank.
Hall does not know whether the deer had been shot or hit by a car, only that it was completely intact and beyond salvage. Prank or no, the failure to salvage meat from a game animal is a serious crime. However, not all waste is necessarily wanton. Hall says sometimes animals are simply salvaged poorly. He says the most common motive is simply not taking the time to do it right.
Often it's people being in a hurry when they're butchering. It takes a few extra minutes to get all the meat off the deer and grind that into hamburger or whatever else people like to do with it, or give it to a charity if you don't want it. And, those few extra minutes apparently are fairly precious to some folks after a weekend of deer hunting.
That seems to be the case with three carcasses found on Sunday. Two small bucks and a doe had each been shot one time, but large amounts of meat remained on the carcasses. The incident is being investigated as a lesser crime than wanton waste, the failure to salvage all edible meat. He says most folks find these crimes difficult to forgive.
The big thing here is that people are outraged about deer being wasted. I think everyone who's a legal, ethical hunter sees that as a sort of a disgusting thing to do.
The unsalvaged deer carcasses were donated to the Fortress of the Bear.